Welcome back into Fox on Fox, talking offense now. Coach, I know you got some improvements you want to do this week. It probably doesn't come at the tight end position, considering Julius Thomas catches 3 touchdown passes, goes over 100 yards receiving. He was awarded the AFC Player of the Week. Before you chime in, let's get Julius's take and what he had to say once he discovered that he was the AFC Player of the Week.
You know, I think it's good to have individual awards. It means, you know, you're doing a lot to help out your team, but I'll take the wins first and foremost.
All right, Coach Julius Thomas there, and I guess that's what you want to hear players say. It's an individual award, but at the end of the day, it really is about the team.
No doubt, yeah. And we stress in there that with team success, you know, comes a lot of individual honors, and in this case this week, you know, I think offensively, you know, Julius had an outstanding game and was very productive and deserves the award, but a lot of things come into play to create that.
Moving on to defense now, it seemed like your guys, you kind of sealed the game at least with defense. The big pass deflection at the end by Roby. You had a huge goal line stand on 4th and 1 against Andrew Luck. Is this a tougher defense in your mind, Coach?
Well, again, it's hard to evaluate things after one outing. So, you know, I saw improvement. I thought, you know, our secondary played exceptionally well in that game. They've got some tough matchups with a quarterback. You know, they can buy time and make things happen. So, it was a good start, I think, in that area. There's some things we definitely have to clean up, and we had a couple bad plays that resulted in 14 points that hopefully we can improve on.
Are you happy with the balance? Do you feel comfortable that you can win a game with your offense or your defense, depending on what type of game it is?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of that's just timing. It came down in a critical moment of the game that we were on defense, and so, you know, we practice that every day, and we rely on, you know, either side of the ball, whoever, you know, is in that moment.
Still ahead, Coach Fox will answer questions submitted by you, the fans. But first up, let's go back to studio where Raul Martinez is standing by with this week's Pacific Auto Auction Injury Report.
All right, that's right, Nick. The Broncos releasing their injury report this afternoon. Here's a look. A few starters are nursing small injuries, but all are listed as probable and expected to suit up. Second string safety and special teams captain David Bruton was limited in practice today, so he's questionable for Sunday. Now to the defensive line, that's absolutely loaded with talent, but one of its brightest stars came close to never realizing his potential. That's the topic on tonight's Know Your Broncos, sponsored by Arby's. Sylvester Williams was the Broncos' first round pick 2 seasons ago, but before his football career took off, Sly spent a year working the night shift at a manufacturing plant in Missouri making radiator parts. That's when Williams faced his fears, went back to school, and resurrected his football career.
I pretty much just told myself that I was going to get out and make something of myself and go back to school. It was definitely hard for me, you know, leaving a job and going to school when I know I struggled in school in high school and struggling in football too. So I just was walking on faith.
And that faith paid off. After just 1 year of high school football, Williams walked on at Coffeyville Community College, earned a scholarship, and transferred to North Carolina before the Broncos made him the 28th pick in the 2013 draft. Still more Broncos ahead as head coach John Fox tackles your questions. Hear what he had to say about playing with the lead, Peyton's freedom to call the plays, and who he rooted for as a kid. CenturyLink's rapid-fire fan questions are next.